Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Hey, baby, won't you look my
interact
way?
With Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
Hey, baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or Not the Bee.
All right, here we go with the Bee or Not the Bee. I was just doing some little housekeeping there on the other part of my job. All right.
What other part of your job?
I was cutting some audio in there and putting it in a folder.
Why are you talking like that?
It's all done now.
Speaking of other parts of jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
On last Friday, Ryan, before we get started, I have to bring this up. As you remember probably, I was barely surviving, mm-hmm. like just about to get super sick as to what I was last weekend.
Bird flu?
Maybe, who knows? We may never know. And the one thing that Ryan said to me outside of when we were in studio was he walks up to me as I'm suffering at my desk and says, "What's up, you sick piece of crap?"
Ryan!
I did do that.
Why?
It was funny. I thought Ethan'd get a kick out of it, raise his spirits a bit.
Anything for a joke.
No, I was looking out for Ethan.
Did Ethan smile when you said that?
I think so. He was wearing a hoodie and completely covered his face. So I think behind that like Ewok thing that he was wearing.
Ethan, did you file an HR complaint?
Or
is this
no.
it? We just send the
this
tape.
This is it.
Okay.
This is it right here.
I'm not denying it either.
Can you imagine sitting down with HR? Not Steve, because Steve would just laugh. Can you imagine sitting down with HR and they're like, Mr. Wiggins, it says here that you said to one Mr. Hannaford.
Uh-huh. What's up, you sick piece of crap? It was actually worse than that.
It was worse than that.
He's cleaning it up.
And you're like, yes, ma'am, that is correct. And then you got to explain it. How do you explain it?
I wouldn't. I would just do that famous little smile.
And then he came back like 2 minutes later and said, "I don't usually curse."
You felt that much guilt?
I was just that committed that I thought that would be that funny to say to him.
Like, if I was going to go into the joke, I got to go all the way or not do it at all.
He looked terrible. He looked so bad. And I was
Ethan's
like, what can I
nodding
say
in affirmation.
Pile on?
It was an awful day.
As Reardon has said, if you're listening to Reardon at all, too, they've been working on some HVAC stuff out the window. So they've been keeping the window next to Ethan and Y98 and Brad's office and Reardon's office open, so it's been super cold, and so Ethan's bundled up, just looking like he's just about to die, you know, but still
that's
working.
What it felt like too.
Yeah. All right,
but
you ready?
I pushed through and I made it.
Hey, good job.
Yeah.
Here we go. The B or not the B. First one. Problem solved. Newsom announces plan to make fire illegal.
Oh. Be the first thing in California that was
Brilliant.
Illegal.
Yeah.
Is it a little obnoxious to listen to the way that they're talking about like looting and all of that stuff? They're like, absolutely under no circumstances will any of this be taking place. And it's like, but you could go down to the city where it's not on fire, and as long as you calculate the right amount of money, you can. I mean, I think they changed some of that stuff in at least the LA County this last election, but California has been permitting this type of behavior elsewhere for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously, this is the right way to look at it.
And I'm sure they're sending a real strong message right now, because looters are going, oh, man.
Man, they look
they really got
about
serious.
This
I guess I'll stop looting.
I'm saying the B.
It is the B. After doing some research on this problem, it occurred to me that all these wildfires have one thing in common. Fire. Newsom said to reporters. The move has met significant opposition from marijuana lobbyist groups, though, who put up enough of a fuss that Newsom quickly allowed a provision stating that Californians can make fire as long as it's for doing drugs.
Checks out.
It does, doesn't
yeah.
it? All right, next one. Awkward. Mourners at Jimmy Carter's funeral place flowers on Biden.
Okay. Brad's taken over.
Well, Brad's right.
Oh, man. I thought maybe there was a
There's a chance.
Yeah, I thought there was a chance.
There's a 1 in 10 that could actually happen, but...
That's pretty high. That's pretty crazy.
This is the B. There had been a line going up at the cathedral to put flowers on Jimmy, said Vivian Gleckler, a White House staffer. And a few of the people in line accidentally stopped to start laying flowers on Biden instead. One of them even tried to close his eyes. It got really awkward after they split into two lines, with one going to each president to pay their respects.
Did you see that Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood sang yes. Imagine at the funeral?
Oh, no. I so watched a lot of that funeral, too. I didn't
no,
miss that.
No, you didn't. You watched the presidents.
Well,
you
sort
watched
of.
The
no, I was watching it live,
drama.
Though.
You took in the service?
Yeah. I watched a lot because I was in the hospital. I was just sitting there.
That's true. Is there a less Christian song than Imagine?
No, that song's terrible.
It's
theologically
dramatically sad and devoid.
Yes, because it's like, you know what we could do is forget about God and eternity and just try to be happy.
Yeah. How's like, that working out for you?
You're going to do okay with that?
Yeah, and you're saying this after the person who's in the casket is done doing those things.
They sing Imagine at his
yes.
funeral?
And you get Garth Brooks. I'd rather him sing Thunder Rolls.
There's a line in there that says, imagine there's no heaven.
I know!
Why would you sing that at anybody's funeral?
I don't know. These people make
alone,
bad decisions.
I heard that Jimmy Carter was a Christian over and over and over for the last 3 weeks.
No, what you heard is he was a good person.
He was a good Christian. Yeah, that's true.
How you get Imagine at your funeral.
No kidding.
I saw a side-by-side video of the pastor saying a prayer, and next to it was Ben Stiller in Meet the Parents.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saying his, or trying to say his prayer when he's not a Christian at
mm-hmm.
the table.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it sounds like quotes from God. So he's like, to see thee more clearly. It sounded just like it. It was so funny.
Ooh, Godspeed's such a weird musical. All right, next one. Elon Musk creating new mega corporate town called Starbase.
Real?
The town.
In Texas?
I think this could be real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real also.
This is real.
Yeah.
Musk is planning to establish a town in coastal South Texas
yeah.
and creating a new municipality in Texas. Requires residents and voter support, but it's all happening.
You know, that's like what Walt Disney really wanted to do with Epcot?
I do know that. Yeah, it's pretty interesting, although Elon Musk might be able to afford it.
Elon, will you please buy Disney? Please.
That would be great.
This is where you say, how much is it?
I'm wondering how long, I wonder what the timeline would be to like get something like that one really going and for it to actually like...
So there are already 500 people living in this little area,
okay.
But it's just a corporate town basically for SpaceX, and they want to incorporate. So it's already existing. They just want to call it Starbase, and he's all for it, and he's helping make it happen because he thinks it's kind of fun, apparently. Per the New York Times, earlier this month.
What is it like to be that wealthy?
Must be nice having that much money.
The employees took a big step forwards, making Starbase a town, and started taking signatures and filing a petition to hold an election.
Wow.
I wonder if he becomes king of Starbase.
Or Pope.
Well, I was going to say, what would he be? Emperor? I wonder what his choice title would be.
Well, if there's an election, I don't think he could be emperor.
He's making the rules.
Well, okay. I guess, yeah.
There's some places.
We're gonna incorporate, but on one condition.
Ryan, there are some places that have elections that aren't exactly above board.
We need to get Trump.
It's most of the rest of the world.
I don't think in America, especially in Texas, they're going to be like, yeah, let's just make him the emperor.
Let's just go back and check out 2020.
We need Trump AI of him saying Emperor Elon.
I could do a Trump impersonation. I did it in my head. It was funny. I'm not going to embarrass myself here by trying out loud.
Biden comforts fire victims by telling about how he once ordered a steak medium, but it was served well done.
No. Gosh. B.
Please be the B.
Are you sure?
B.
It is the B.
Oh, my God.
God, can you imagine? Thank you very much.
Second.
Yeah, boom, twice, three times. Quote, now look, Jack, Biden explained, gazing at the crowd of huddled, hollow-eyed fire refugees. One time I was at a restaurant, you know, a restaurant, and I asked Jill to order my steak medium, just the way I like it. I can't stand pink in my steak, so I told her, get it, you know, the way. But when they brought me the steak, it was all brown, and I didn't like it. Biden continued his story, revealing that everything
did the Babylon Bee actually
better.
Write this story?
Yeah, they did.
Oh my gosh, I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah,
I wasn't comfortable with him being on the news and say
what?
I didn't know.
You're not close to where the end, or did you?
Well, anyway, I don't even know what I was saying. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Hey. It's good to be back. We'll be right back. Hey, honey, you could be my.